Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Chris Garrotta, and I'll be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand and gives it light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Here ends the reading. Today's passage is one of my very favorite images in all the Gospels. I love it when Jesus speaks tangibly in ways that are easy to understand. Now, you might already know that I love to cook. In fact, I once considered going to culinary school. There are two reasons I got into cooking and still love to cook today. The first is that I love to feed people. Now, I come by this honestly, given that both sides of my family have strong food cultures. My mother's family is highly influenced by classic American Southern traditions, and my father's family is Lebanese, and the Lebanese people love to feed other people. Think my big fat Greek wedding. Now, the second reason I love to cook is because I love to eat. Now, I definitely live to eat. And life is too short to eat bad food. Now, every good cook and good eater knows that the secret to great food is the right balance of seasoning. Although the basic components of the food we eat matters, even the very best ingredients need to be seasoned well in order to make them taste best. And when it comes to the hierarchy of seasonings, no single seasoning matters more than salt. Throughout human history, salt has been a critically important element. Salt has been used to cure meats to make them safe to eat. Salt has been used to preserve foods so they last beyond their natural shelf life. And today, salt is used to enhance food from decent to good to incredible. Salt is incredibly important, and when Jesus speaks of being salt, I immediately know what he means. To put this moment into context, today's passage comes immediately after the Beatitudes. Jesus has just begun his incredible Sermon on the Mount, which opens with the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are beautifully poetic and theologically profound, giving us direction for who we are and who we are to live to be. Then immediately, Jesus pivots to speaking of salt and light, and suddenly, what had been theological becomes explicitly tangible. Jesus is speaking primarily to a large group of Jewish people, people who were either practicing Jews or cultural Jews. They would have known the great stories of Judaism, how God made a promise to Abraham that was fulfilled through Moses and David and the prophets, and the people would know that Israel believed themselves to be God's chosen people, and indeed, they were chosen. But Jesus emphasizes their chosenness in a way that points to the gap between who they are and who God hopes that they will become. Jesus' message connects all the way back through the covenants with Abraham, Moses, and David, pointing to the purpose of chosenness as a means of connecting the world to God in meaningful ways. The Jewish people were chosen. They were special because they had the privilege and the responsibility to take God's message to the world. Now, they had that privilege and responsibility to bear God's truth and love and invite everyone in. But what happened is that a structure developed and leaders began to prioritize their own interests over the interests of God's call. They chose to walk a path that led them to their own benefit rather than giving away their power in order to bring more and more people into the reality of God's loving embrace. Does that sound familiar? Before we point out the speck in the eye of the Jewish leaders 2,000 years ago, let's be honest about the logs in our own eyes today. Jesus is naming the problem he sees. The Jewish leaders and many of the Jewish people lost sight of their purpose, of their calling to bring their neighbors into God's reality. Jesus' words resonate today just as they did then, because today, many Christian leaders, and indeed Christian people, have lost sight of our purpose too. Jesus speaks very plainly and profoundly of our call to begin a new life, to transform the life we lead into the life God calls us to lead. Jesus' call echoes all the way to this moment, calling you and me to be saved from temptation, to be saved from worldly pursuits, to be saved from the fear and anxiety the world heaps upon us. Jesus calls us to something better, and we have the privilege and the responsibility to respond to that call. We are about halfway through the great 50 days of Easter, the season that celebrates the power of Christ's resurrection to change the world. But let's remember that the power of change relies on our willingness to be part of that change. God does not force and coerce us into following Christ. We are invited to follow. We are called to follow because we were made to follow. But God loves us enough to allow us to say no. This Easter season, I challenge you, just as I challenge myself, to hear again the profound truth of Jesus' call and to have the courage to say yes. When we commit to following Christ, we embark on a journey that will transform ourselves, transform our church, and transform the world. That is indeed a privilege and a responsibility and is the very best gift of all. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.